thank you, and welcome, and great new year to everybody who's on the call. This is Ahmad. Just to take a roll, so far I've heard Ahmed and Alan from Palestine. Is there anybody else who's on the call?
Yeah, this is Ahmed from also from Pakistan. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Saab.
Assalamu alaikum. Anybody else?
Yes, Allah from Palestine.
Right, so we have Alan, Ahmed, anybody else?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so again, we have Alan and Ahmed, Samad, anybody else?
Yes, hello, this is Mekan Mumin. I just dialed in.
Okay, hi, Michael.
Hello.
Do we have anybody else on the call? I'm sorry, I cannot hear you very well. Can anybody else hear this? I can hear you, but I cannot make out what you are saying. Is the operator online?
Yes.
Could you call her back again and see if you can get a better connection?
Yes, I will call her out to him right now. Give me one moment.
I think we should probably get going. We don't have Fahad on the line, which is fine. There were three things on the agenda, I think since we are still missing quite a few people, we try to make this call short, and perhaps instead of trying to plan how we proceed, we reduce the call to just the two agenda items, which are to get any feedback any of you may have on the current proposal, the current version of the proposal, which is version 2.0. And the second thing I wanted to discuss with those who are here is the idea of co-locating our face-to-face meeting with the ICANN meeting in Singapore. So those are two things I am suggesting that we postpone our discussion on how to proceed beyond our current proposal, to defer that to email, I guess, and follow up on email. So is that okay with everybody? Is there anybody who would still want to discuss how we want to proceed further in this call?
And pardon the interruption again, this is the operator. I've just tried dialing out to Mr. Butney one last time, and I'm still not getting any answer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I suggest we move ahead. We have a few people online. So I think this is a good time to get your feedback on the latest version of the proposal, which is version 2.0. If you've had a chance to look at it, and if you had a chance to look at it, whether you feel that it's it's good enough to go and be committed to ICANN, or is there any changes that still need to be done? If it's okay, I think go around. Alan Michael, who had a chance to, have you had a chance to look at?
Yeah. Dr. Saab, can I speak? This is Ahmed from Pakistan. Can I speak?
Yes, please go ahead.
Actually, I have some suggestions. Countries around the world, and in this you have segregated in four parts. Asia, where Pakistan is also located. So we have language Pashto, Sindhi, Urdu, and Punjabi and Brahmi. So we can include two languages. And my second suggestion, we have segregated the world map in the basis of official languages. I think it should be converted to percentage of people who can understand the language. So these are my two suggestions.
Okay, just to respond to your first comment, I think what we're saying is that those are some of the example languages which fall in those regions. So Pashto or Sindhi or Persian are just listed as examples.
Mm-hmm.
As the document says, that there are many more, so there are actually many more. Even in Pakistan itself, for example, there are about 66 languages which are spoken. So it's just not easily possible to list all the languages in the text or even in the table at the end. So I think that's probably why you feel that there's some languages which are missing, but it's just not very easily possible to list everything. But even then, if you feel that there's some languages which must be listed in addition as examples, so that's not an issue. Is that what you're suggesting?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Yes.
Basically,
same thing here.
Sorry, go ahead. Somebody else wanted to speak.
Yeah, the voice quality is really not good. I'm not hearing you good, Dr. Samet. If you could please come closer, I'll make the mic closer to you, something like that.
Okay, can you hear me now?
No, much better now. It's much better.
Okay. So I was actually suggesting that responding to the first comment by Ahmed, that there one could add a couple of other languages. Basically, the languages listed in the text and also in the appendix, there are obviously many more languages which can be added to this text, because obviously there are many, many more languages which are spoken and which use Arabic script as a writing system. So these are just representative examples. This is not the final list. And it cannot be obviously complete, because it's just the list is very long. As I said, there's just even in Pakistan there are about 66 to 70 different languages which are spoken. So I guess my question was that back to Ahmed was that if you're suggesting that we just add a couple of languages as examples, or are you suggesting that we need to have a census list? Because if it's a letter, then that's not very easily possible. Ahmed, did you understand the comment?
The voice quality is not as good.
Okay.
So I generally understand your comment. Acceptable. But if we are talking about the language Pashto, then we have some common languages. We should not talking about the small languages in small, but some language from one province, one language from one province.
I guess if we are looking beyond just the scope of Pakistan, there are many more countries then, right? So, as I said, it's not easily possible to win. Well, one tries to be comprehensive, but in any case, I think the idea would be that if you want to include some specific languages, maybe a good idea would be to just email the languages on the list, and what we could do is add them in the next version of the table. Would that work?
Okay.
Yeah. So we can add these, and please suggest whether you want to add them just at the table or also in the text where you are suggesting. Okay. You had another comment about the figure. The map. Would you want to repeat the comment?
Map is segregated on the basis of official languages and other and Arabic script. My suggestion is to segregate on the percentage of language spoken or understandable within the country. Must be some statistics. I can search for that.
So you
Dharma, make a moment. Can I comment?
Yes, please go ahead, moment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Only speaking within the African frame, I don't think it's possible to provide very good figures of numbers of readers and writers of script. I don't know how it is for other zones in the world, but it's very difficult, certainly.
Okay. So maybe we can search from the ITU or World Bank or some statistics from those countries. I will search and we'll let you if you can do.
So you let us, you maybe suggest the data you are proposing to be added, and then we can, I guess, based on what you suggest, we can discuss it further.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will look for that data.
However, Ahmed, you're, joining us later in this process. We would also want at some point to close this discussion so that we can make the submission. And we are, in a way, hopefully closer to concluding this document. So I would actually request that if it is possible for you to get back sooner to us, so that we can actually move ahead. That would be okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Do you have any other comments? If not, Alan, Michael, anybody else on the call, do you guys have any comments? Based on the latest version of the document which we have?
Dr. Sarmad, I think after my colleagues and the feedback and their comments, I think that's enough to send it to ICANN.
I think we already have received informal comments from ICANN, and they seem to have all the information which is required. Obviously, we can keep adding more information. There is always room for more information. But currently, we've actually tried to focus on information which has specifically been asked by the ICANN process to create the generation panel. So, based on the feedback which we've got so far from ICANN, they seem to have sufficient information to move forward. So, I think we are in good shape to submit in that sense. You've also seen the email which I got by, which, you know, I was sent. I had forwarded that to the list. So it had some specific comments which have actually been hopefully addressed in this latest version. So from my own perspective, I think we have sufficient information already there to move ahead.
Thank you. Dr. Salma, what about my colleagues to hold a face-to-face meeting during the ICANN meeting in Singapore?
Right. Is it possible for us to go through everybody's comments on the proposal first and then come to the face-to-face meeting discussion after that?
It depends on ICANN. I don't know how they will organize this meeting during the Singapore meeting.
Okay. Right. So what I'm suggesting is we discuss this after we've closed our discussion on the proposal.
Okay.
So we come back to this discussion. Maybe after we heard Michael's comments and other people's comments.
Okay.
Thank you. So you have any more comments on the proposal?
Yes, this is Mekhan Momin. I would like to comment briefly.
Okay. Go ahead, Momin.
Well, I had drafted originally an email, but unfortunately I never got to sending it. I will still try to send it tonight. I had four comments, more or less, on the feedback we had from the ICANN staff who were informally giving us feedback. But I don't think there are any substantial issues left in the application or in this draft we have produced at the moment. I think it has significant qualities. Only the few things which the informal feedback has criticized on, I'm not sure whether they're exactly feasible within some context. But I will try to explain in more detail in the email, because I think on the call it's difficult to explain.
Right. Okay. Great. So I guess then we look forward to your email as well, and especially if there are any changes you propose in the current version, please add specifically what you would like to be addressed in addition, though I hear that you are generally okay with the current version.
Generally, it is okay. There were just some critiques put forward by this informal review, and I don't very much understand some of their critiques. For example, they were speaking about a maximal starting repertoire, and I think we need more information on that, really, on that process. So it seemed to me like, for example, they were limiting the choice of code points we were allowed to access or somehow, which should be reflected already in the current version of our draft. And that process I didn't understand very well.
Okay, I'll just try to make a brief comment on that. Hopefully you would be able to understand, even with the voice quality, I understand it bad. But I will also try to comment on that on the email list. So as per the process goes, obviously Unicode is a very large set. And based on security, stability, and other considerations, the integration panel is intending to shortlist the larger set of Unicode, actually even the larger set of those code points which are allowed by the IDNA standard to a smaller set, and that includes not only Arabic characters but also characters from Latin, Greek, Cyrillic, and all the other scripts which are relevant in for our context as far as the LGR or the root zone is concerned. The idea eventually is that they make a shortlist and they take the characters which they feel may have security or stability issues or some other issues which they will obviously share with us as community, and they will make a shortlist for us already, and then we as community members will then pick from that shortlist. At the end of the day, we may argue with them on the shortlist. So I think what they are saying is once they do make the shortlist, they will give us opportunity to comment back on that process as well.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Is there any other comment by anybody else on the latest version of the proposal?
Yes, Dr. Samad, this is Adel.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, I noticed that the document doesn't mention anything about digits. So, do we need to mention anything about digits? You know, there's Arabic Indic and European digits and Urdu digits and Persian digits. They differ from each country, even if they still use the Arabic script, but the digits are still different. So do you need to mention anything about digits in the document?
We could add that for general information, but the reason they are not highlighted is because digits are not allowed for the root zone. That's actually been the way it has been done. So that was one of the reasons they were left out as a focus from this general report. But we can certainly add comment on digits in the general section, saying that digits are present and they take multiple shapes in different languages.
Okay. Okay, good. Thanks.
Any more comments? Okay, so I would suggest that we move on to the third agenda item and not discuss the second agenda item on this call, discuss the face-to-face meeting. What Bahar and Fahad are suggesting is the possibility of holding our first face-to-face meeting with the ICANN meeting in Singapore towards the end of March. I think the dates are 23rd to 27th March. I guess we all wanted feedback from the group to see whether something like that would be feasible for you all to attend, and whether so we would have had about 3 months of work with us, so that would be enough for us to have sort of a baseline to have a good face-to-face discussion, and also to sort of launch into the next phase of the so we would have had time to discuss code points and what to include, what not to include, and then we would actually be coming closing that discussion probably at that time and going into the discussion on variants. So that would be a good time to meet, maybe understand what the problems are, so that we can have a more effective discussion on variants on email afterwards. So it would be great to have your opinion on the timing and the place of the meeting, first face-to-face meeting, and whether it seems to be convenient enough for all of you, or if you have any comments suggesting alternatives, please, it would be great to have them on board as well. So, back to you guys. You have any comments on the current proposal for the face-to-face meeting?
This is Mika Mumin. I could comment.
Yes, please go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
The timing is for me not a problem. I think as the only member of the working group based in Europe, obviously it would be more feasible for me to come to some place in the European area. And I saw that there was another meeting which happened in June in London, UK. But obviously I will follow the group's vote. But I won't be 100% sure if I would be able to attend the meeting in Singapore mostly for monetary reasons. I'm not sure if I can get any supplies or funds to support the travels. But otherwise, I think it's feasible, and I think it makes sense to have a face-to-face meeting for the group, also at that point in time. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Just a comment that there is some limited support available through ICANN as well for travel. So we could explore those opportunities as well. Obviously, there's not support to get everybody there, but we can, we have to leave those details to Bahar and Fahad to let us know how many people they can perhaps support. Really depends on actually the dynamics of the group as well. People who are more active are more likely to get supported. I guess that's how it normally works. But obviously there are going to be limits. But in any case, I still wanted to share that there is still some limited support which will be available for travel as well. Anybody else who wants to make a comment? So thank you, Mike, a moment. Anybody else?
Dr. Sharma?
Yes, please go ahead.
I think a face-to-face meeting is a good chance, not just for task force member. Maybe we can collect all specialists about this issue in this meeting.
I'm not very sure I understood you, so could you elaborate on that a little bit more?
I think it's a good chance to have a meeting in Singapore because Singapore event collects people over all the world. And if we meet there, it's a good chance to take opinion of a lot of people and have a lot of feedback.
Right, exactly. So what we could do is actually we could actually keep the meeting open to public so that people who are there to attend regular ICANN meeting can also sort of come and participate in the process. So that's another thing we can possibly discuss or over email and decide. So it depends on us whether we want to keep it a closed meeting or an open meeting. We can possibly keep it an open meeting, and that will allow us to get more feedback. Another option obviously could be that we can have closed sessions, but then we can also arrange for a public session as for our group where we present our discussions and get some public feedback. So I totally agree that it actually gives us a platform. Co-locating with another ICANN meeting, it gives us a platform to get a larger feedback of the community in our process.
Yes.
Thank you. Anybody else? You have any more comments? Okay. So, hearing none, is there anybody else who wants to make any general comment? not specifically to the agendas now. Any other comment you want to share? Otherwise, we can close the call early. So, any last comments anybody wants to make? One comment which I wanted to make was that we then need to eventually close this document and perhaps send it across. So I was actually thinking of making a last call on this document and perhaps give everybody just maybe another week and then close the document and send it across. You think that would be a reasonable thing to do? So I'm suggesting that we make a last call today or tomorrow and then close the document on 7th January.
Okay.
Would that work? Is that enough time for everybody to get back? This document has already been out for a few days. Earlier versions have been around for quite a few weeks. So everybody's had a chance to go, should have had a chance to go through these documents and give us feedback. There were a few comments that a little more time is needed, and I guess we can give another week. But we do need to then move forward. So that we can actually start doing the work.
Seventh is not too early for the meeting.
No. Seventh is to close the document, to finalize the document over email.
Okay, over the email is fine.
Yeah. So if there are any more comments, so what I am suggesting is that I issue a last call on the document and ask everybody to look at it for one more week, and if they have any more comments, they can send them in. Otherwise, we close the document after 1 week and send it forward.
That's good.
I agree.
So everybody is okay on this call with that?
Yeah.
And some of you were suggesting that you had some feedback. You would be able to send your feedback within this time in case you want that to be incorporated. Would that be a sufficient time for you to respond? So I am generally hearing that this is okay. Is there anybody else who feels that this is not sufficient time? Obviously, we're not making a decision right now. I'm going to suggest that on the email list as well, as we've been discussing, and we'll all obviously get more concrete feedback on email. But in any case, what I'm hearing that everybody at least on this list is okay with that proposal. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I think let's probably then close the call. Thank you all for joining. This is just around 1st of December. A lot of people are on holidays. We probably have more people on the call next time. Many other people are traveling as well. But in any case, I think we'll follow up on email. So thank you all for joining the call. And we will see you on email. So thank you and bye.
Thank you, Vidukta Sharma.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All the best for 2014. Goodbye.
And Happy New Year.